Then what happens is we have this habit of attaching to these five aggregates or the self, which we perceive to be the self as being permanent or independent. And because of the self-grasping, we enter into these actions which create cause and effect and karma. So to put it simply, just the self, we're used to the concept of a truly existing self, and we attach to this. And then this gives the appearance of the six realms in samsara. And this just shows the different appearance of the different six realms depends on our different perception or our different states of mind. Maybe an example of how this works is that as a thought of intense anger or hatred or revenge arises, it produces this feeling in our mind, this feeling of discomfort. And this then leaves an imprint within our mind stream. And this doesn't manifest yet. It stays in the mind stream. And then when after we die, we might be in the bardos. And then with this cause, this imprint, and the karmic winds blow, the right causes and conditions come together, then we may manifest as a body. And also to note that it's not always that it is experienced as the five aggregates. This is the human realm that is experiencing it as the five aggregates. There are other realms that maybe only have four aggregates. Maybe, for example, might be a ghost realm. They might not have the form aggregate or the body, the physical body. And the same principle would work for the other afflictive emotions. For instance, the craving. If we have an intense feeling of craving, it leaves the seed or this imprint in our mind stream. Right there and then, the hell realm doesn't manifest. But in the bardos, it's possible that that imprint is then joined with other causes and conditions. Those karmic winds blow and we manifest into the ghost realm. And if we observe, we'll see that this is really happening throughout our daily life. All our motivations and intentions and all our actions are planting these karmic seeds. And last week with cause and effect, we spoke about the force of intention of some of these karmic seeds. Thoughts or intentions with the power to produce results or to push us in the direction of results. Maybe a silly example of this is maybe you think, I really feel like having a party. And through this thought of intention, you think about it for a while, and then you say something, and then you chat to a few friends, and then all of a sudden, everybody's getting together for a party. The party started where? With that initial karmic seed, that initial intention. And that initial intention had the power to produce a result. And also, it's also very important that we remember, as we spoke about last week, the cause and effect, that we can use this principle to stop all the causes and conditions from coming together. For instance, once you have been born as an animal, let's say we were born as a mosquito, or maybe let's use the example of a dog. If you're born for a dog, as a dog, that result, that karmic result has now come to fruition. And for as long as that life exists, it still has that karmic result, you will be a dog for the rest of your life. Just like we have the karmic result of having this human body for this life. And so samsara is the thrust or the energy of this karma that we've already committed that pushes us in certain directions or influences us to act in certain ways, to think in certain ways, to speak in certain ways, to act in certain ways. Maybe just like an electric car, that when we put our foot on the accelerator, it's going to project us in that direction. Or the energy is going to send us in that direction. And when we're traveling in a certain direction and we want to put on the brakes, the car doesn't stop immediately. There's still a form of inertia or momentum that it takes a few moments or a few seconds to be able to stop the motor vehicle. And with this principle as well, it's just to say that if we've been experiencing negative events in our life, and we do positive, it's not like immediately those negatives are going to turn into positive results. It may take time. The inertia or the momentum of our past negative actions may still come into play before all of those positive deeds that we have done bring about positive results. And because sentient beings don't understand the concept of cause and effect, or the law of cause and effect, and they don't actively apply an antidote to it, this effect of cause and effect perpetuates itself, and this is how or why they say that sentient beings are stuck in the circle of samsara, and they perpetuate in the circle of samsara between the different realms. And the result of all their previous actions pushes them in certain directions. And so they say that sentient beings are blown by the winds of karma. When the karmic winds come up, they're blown by the wind in the direction of their positive or negative actions of body, speech, and mind. And as a result, they are never really free, or that they have no real control over their lives. And due to the respective karma that they've committed, they'll perceive the world differently. So just as they give the example of water, the god realms perceive the water as nectar. The animals, some of them may perceive as a home. To the hungry ghosts, it might be blood and pus. To the hell realms, it might be perceived as molten iron, and to humans, it's perceived as water. In the same way, different beings may perceive the same place differently. For some beings, it may be perceived as a beautiful, wonderful place, and for others, it might be perceived as a really terrible, horrible, unpleasant place. And we can see in our daily life how this comes into being with respect to karma as well, how we perceive different people. You can just have one person, and that one person can be perceived differently by other people. So it's the same person. Let's say it is somebody's brother. That somebody's brother to somebody else could be a husband. To another person, it could be a competitor or an enemy. To a crocodile, maybe as food. So that one person can be perceived very differently by many different people. Or we, the example of different foods as well. Some people may really like a certain dish, and for other people, it may be taste like poison. Or if they just hear about it, or they just smell it, their stomach might wrench into knots. And where is this illusion arising? From everybody's different individual karma. The enlightened beings are experiencing them as moment by moment illusory events. And so we continue experiencing different happinesses and unhappinesses due to the respective karma, whether we believe in karma or cause and effect or not. And this was a brief introduction into the concept of samsara. Let's dedicate the merits. By these merits may all obtain omniscience, having defeated the enemies of wrongdoings in the turbulent waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death, may all be liberated from the ocean of the suffering of samsara. Sonam deye tamcha tsepanye tobnye nyepe tranang kacheche keka najir balang trupai tsipi tsoli trowa trowa shong.